Our next item on the agenda is board education sessions. Very important item, being that I'm still fairly new to the board. and Kate, do you want to speak on that?
Yes, absolutely, Mr. Chairman, committee members. So as you can see, there's a lot of work being done with a lot of different pieces simultaneously. And it seems like this will be a great time of evolution to develop board orientation materials. And I know there's been a lot of great work done in the past to move this forward. So I'll be picking up on some of those items, and also with a kind of a deep listening to what board members need. So as new board members have been joining the board, I've reached out to them, scheduled a meeting, offer my support and time, offer a listing of different and links to different resources. And I know that Ms. Mapp does the same thing. And so it's a matter of really taking that a step forward in terms of formalizing the orientation process, holding training sessions that are more standardized, and that will be something that this committee, I would be looking to you to set the direction for that. So in terms of some of the things that I've done additionally to, in terms of board training, I quickly put together a session with Matt Fortman during the last budget cycle. Mr. Chairman, you'll recall this, and we're doing new board member trainings on the budget cycle for everyone, since it's such an important part of your work and it's so complex. Really just trying to have board members have a foundational understanding of what you're being tasked with. So that's an example that's in the packet. I won't go through that, but that's a training that we've done several times now with new board members. And so again, things are evolving, and with the code of ethics and the member expectations, there will be a part of that. And then alongside the board retreat process, listening and assessing and kind of determining how all these pieces can fit together most effectively. That's something that I'm working on. So I'll have more to come in future meetings as to, and really the code of ethics will, there'll be some training opportunities coming from that too, that we can just codify all of that. So I'll have more updates as we go forward, but I wanted to provide you with that since it's something that I've already been working on. It's just taking all these pieces and kind of tying them together for your consideration and for your direction.
Thank you. I have a couple of thoughts. Do we want, because just looking at your numbers, as far as how many people have been on the board, 6+ years, do we want to also offer that training, not only for new board members, but if someone needs the refresher? Or do we even say you require, you know, every 2 years to take a training or budget training, you know, people forget, and when you've been on the board for a while, you kind of forget what you were doing in the beginning when things starts to shift. And so I think we should just offer that to board members, you know, that's already currently on the board that may, they need a refresher.
I can follow up and just send out a note to the whole board offering that.
Choose to, right? And if we're doing the training for a new board member at that time, if they choose to do a refresher course, we just want to make sure that we extend that opportunity to them. I don't know if we do a mandatory every 2 years or to take a training or attend a new orientation, but I'm putting it out into the committee to see what your thoughts are.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, I also wanted to say that I think there's a huge possibility that you guys will now be included in the county's ethics training. If you'll remember, Adam Gilmore came to our December meeting and spoke with you guys about how now you guys are being folded into kind of the ethics world of the county. When he came and presented the statements of economic interest and talked about all of those things that he will now be handling, their office rather, or that board, the ethics board, will be handling. So with that, I will follow up with Adam, but I do believe that that would also fold you guys into the ethics training that the ethics board pushes through the county. It goes countywide, and that happens yearly. So there's an ethics training yearly. So I'll talk to him more about that and follow up, and then confirm whether or not you guys will now be required to do that also through their office.
I certainly came from an environment where annual mandatory training of board members was required. It is required by CMS. Fraud, waste, and abuse, privacy, those are annual trainings that there has to be an attestation by the board members that they participated in that training. So it's not unusual for mandatory training of board members on these subjects.
So in light of that, I don't think there's anything wrong with refreshing people's memories and updating an annual training. And as Tom said, I think we're pretty lax and lenient on what we're expected to do, and we need to beef up the ante.
Agreed.
Yeah. So it sounds like what I'm hearing is that Jody's going to check and see if are we going to be folded in or required to do the yearly ethics training with the ethics board. And I'm also hearing that it may not be a bad idea to require board members to take the budget training, and maybe we identify certain trainings that is required to take yearly or by year, by every 2 years. So that's what I heard. I think it would help if we had a list of trainings or orientation, or is it just required to do a complete orientation yearly or every 2 years? But before we vote on that, I would like to see a list or have us identify like which trainings we think are beneficial to be done yearly or every 2 years. So, go ahead. You have a floor.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, I can pull together a list for your next meeting. It will be connected to the member expectations section of the ethics. So a lot of this can be incorporated into that document, which is really going to be a very foundational piece. I can look back at, I know Chairwoman Perez, I know some of you have been involved in helping to develop board orientation agenda materials in the past, and so just kind of refreshing that, bringing that forward again to you as a committee, I can provide that at the next meeting.
Yeah, anything in regulation that requires board training would be helpful too in persuading folks to go along with this.
And
find the trainings that are required by CMS?
Yeah, there is a place I can send you the link. It's required by Medicare, and of course we're not affected by that. We're affected by Medicaid.
Great. Okay, thanks.
Medicaid doesn't have the same rules, but I would guess there's something. The county isn't doing this because they want to make everybody's life miserable. They're doing it because there's regulation out there somewhere that requires it. Mm-hmm. It would be helpful to have it. I can send you the CMS rules. They don't really apply here. There's got to be a county requirement. It's probably related to funding. Maybe it's coming from the state. But something's requiring it.
That would be great.
Dr. Schneider, I see your hand is raised. You have the floor.
Might I offer a suggestion? What it sounds like is, what you're talking around without stating declaratively, is you want to create a curriculum way to onboard and maintain the board. I would suggest you should look at all of your items and then look at what you want front-loaded, and then how you break things up on, and I would go on a 3-year cycle since board appointments are 3 years so that people get a second pass on it on their second year through. I would also look at some of the core basic document or concepts around governance, open meetings, things like that. You may even create a pretest so if people have been on other boards, they could pass out of it, but there is a clear set of core knowledge to get up and running on the board. I think that Kathleen probably with a little input from others could probably come up with a draft curriculum for folks.
Thank you, Dr. Schneider. Any other comments? So, just to rehash, I mean, that'd be great, Kate, if you could pull something together and we look at the training slash could turn into a curriculum that we utilize for the board onboarding as well as ongoing board members. So I think that was an excellent discussion, and it's needed as everybody and it really ties into the retreat and strategic planning as well, right? And so just keeping everybody abreast of the changes and what's going on with the board and the mental health, the county mental health services as well. Is there any other topics that we need to discuss? Because that was actually the last thing on the agenda before adjournment.
Chairman, I just have a comment, or maybe it's more of a question, maybe to the full governance committee. And of course, this was something, you know, Kate and I, you and I were tossing this around recently. So it has to do with review and approval of minutes from governance committee meetings. I know that we have access to those. Yet we don't formally review and approve them, and yet every committee that I've been a part of, including at 16th Street, we do so, and I was wondering if that's something that we might consider doing. It sounds like a formality, that's true, and it kind of is, but it also legitimizes a process whereby we have an opportunity to formally review and approve.
Absolutely. I just know this week, I believe this is my second. But we can definitely add that to the agenda to say, you know, when we start the governance committee meeting to approve the agenda from the prior meeting, and I think that's protocol as far as any committee meeting goes.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, I do appreciate the discussion, but this topic is not on the agenda, so I got to kind of keep you guys on track. Just to let you know, Mr. Chairman and committee members, Kate and I discussed that we do have that on the list of items to be discussed at the next meeting, because this agenda had already been formalized. So, yeah, I just got to kind of keep you guys on track here. That item was not agendized, and we have to have that discussion at a later date. Sorry.
You know me, I'm
That's okay.
I opened the floor up for that.
That's okay.
Thank you, Jody.
But I think I have some say-so on the agenda for the next meeting, and I can very well put on there approval of the minutes.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, that was the intent.
Okay. All right. Well, it's nothing further.